My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
It is, yes, time for our manager's report. Joining us right now, Skipper Mike Shildt from the San Diego Padres, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. Mike, it is good to have you on. It's probably nice for you to be back at home this week. There was a long road trip, a lot of games in a row. So welcome back to San Diego.
Thank you very much. Good to be back, as always. Love the city, and good to play in Petco.
It was as stressful as last night might have been for you and closer Robert Suarez, Mike. I had 11 kids under the age of 7 in a suite out at Petco Park. So I saw what happened on the field. I was there, and I thought to myself, I think I still had a worse night. What can you say about your closer Robert Suarez? And it's such a bummer to watch that happen to a guy that has been so great all season long.
Yeah, I think he reminds us how you know, we can't take for granted what a tremendous job he's done for us. And he's a huge part of putting us in the position we're in. And, you know, listen, I mean, the other side tries too, man. You know, like, he's throwing 101, got to put a swing on it, and got the good part of the bat. And, you know, that's the game. But, you know, look, Robert's been a huge part of what we do, and you know, trust him completely. And, you know, we'll go back and get him tonight.
So I saw your post game, press conference, and I wasn't surprised, but you didn't seem worried at all that, you know, something like that is going to affect your team going forward. And I'm not surprised. You guys have bounced back many times this year and never shown any inkling of like reason to be concerned. But, you know, as a former minor league manager, when you managed guys who may not have had experience like your current players, do you ever say things like after a tough game like that? I mean, what kind of you feel is the manager's role there?
Well, it's a good question. It's from a player development standpoint, there's so many variables that can go into that, you know, generally speaking. Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, we didn't enjoy the end result last night, but, you know, there's not an overreaction to anything. I think really just regardless of level, you're always looking to identify how did we win, you know, what didn't happen that we would have liked to have been different, could we have changed anything, and then you take the inventory of it. And, you know, so again, regardless of level, you look up and you say, all right, was there good competition? You know, was guys into the competition? Absolutely. Were guys prepared? Absolutely. Were guys aggressive? Absolutely. Did it work out? Yes. Great. Repeat. Did it not work out for one of those other variables? Or, you know, and again, it's a general question, so it's a general answer. Like, you know, so you explore what could you have done different, led up to it? What was your mindset? What was the decision-making process? And if you, you know, did you prepare for that situation? And then you just take it as you undress it, and then, you know, you walk through it and you learn from it, or you, ideally, you grow confidence from it. No, I was prepared. I was thinking the right way. I was aware of the situation. I was in the moment. I did compete well. I was, you know, being aggressive and trusting my ability. Heck, man, good for you. So, you know, just kind of go through that process, that checklist, and see where it falls. There is a learning curve, just some of it physically or emotionally or from a preparatory standpoint sometimes.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Schild, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And Schildy, this may not surprise you, but I answered a question on Twitter the other day, and I think I was talking out of my rear end, and that's the part that won't surprise you. But somebody had asked me, we had called Diaz up. They said, well, when are we going to see Diaz? I said, hey, relax. It's a catcher, right? Like, he's a catcher. He's got a lot of new pitchers to learn, and it's got me thinking about it. When you trade for a catcher mid-season, and he's got to come over, learn a whole new slew of pitchers, that's got to be the toughest position for a team to trade for, right? And can you tell us what goes into getting a new catcher ready to catch your staff?
Yeah, I mean, it's there's an onboarding process that I feel really good about our staff being able to help with our players, you know, whether it was the pitchers we acquired at the trade deadline or our position players that have come in over the course of the season, and being able to get them up to speed of how we compete, how we prepare, how we think about games, you know, how we just go about our processes. Catching is, you know, probably the biggest challenge. You know, the good news about Diaz is he's a very established guy in the league, played a lot of baseball in his life, really high baseball IQ guy. You know, the one thing I love about the game, doesn't really care about your socioeconomic status or your language or anything else. Just knows if you can play it, if you know how to play it, then you can usually assimilate pretty quickly into an environment, which Diaz can and has. But to your point about the pitching, there's, you know, a bigger role for the catcher because most players just need to basically take care of themselves, you know, and in their general area. But the catcher is responsible for himself and, you know, now 14 other pitchers that he needs to understand how they operate, what they like, and how they think, and how they like to go about things, where they like targets, and all that different things. So, you know, there's an onboarding process. Brian Esposito, who works with our catching, and also is, you know, effectively really our bench coach, and doing a great job. You know, onboarded Diaz and had a relationship with back when they were both together in Pittsburgh. And Herbie Andrade, who also is our bullpen catcher, had him in Pittsburgh. So that helped with the onboarding, and I was really pleased with Higgy and Campy. You know, they didn't look at it as a threat necessarily for Diaz to come in. Those guys both done a good job clearly for us this year, and helped him with the process of understanding how we operate and the different pitchers and the nuances. And then, of course, Diaz did his part. So, gave him 4 days to acclimate and get caught up to speed and got him in there.
So, Mike, we do a Thursday roundtable with all the hosts talking Padres baseball. I'm sure you know this. You probably never miss it. But in case you did yesterday, we discussed with the return of Joe and Yu Darvish and Fernando Tatis Jr., the team is looking really complete right now. Rotation, bullpen, lineup, a very formidable roster that you guys have put together. So I know you're also, and you've told us, the kind of manager who, after a win or a loss, you go back and think about what you could do differently, what could go wrong. So what is it now that would still keep you up at night, you know, when things are going really well for this team?
I don't lose any sleep.
Okay.
I don't, you know, I mean, I spend 13 hours a day working at it. So when the day's complete, you know, I take inventory at the end of the game, make my notes, and take my shower, and, you know, yeah, I can't say that I don't think about something at the end of the day, but you know, the day is productive and efficient and spent towards doing everything that I and we can as a staff to get us ready to compete and have those whatever questions that may be out there answered. And then when you do that, you can have peace of mind. So, you know, the reality is, when you're in my seat, there's always a question to be answered, and it changes, you know, multiple times over the course of a day, depending on a lot of different variables. And, you know, you just learn to adjust to what that looks like and figure out a way to find a solution to them. But, you know, you can't, you know, there's not one thing that is ever going to be there because it rotates.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Talking to the skipper, Mike Shelter, on Ben and Woods this morning, and it's funny because I was at the game last night, and they showed when Mason McCoy dropped that bunt down. Now, not a reviewable play. You came out and wanted to talk to Phil Cuzzy, and the funny thing is, the umpires all get together, and the replay's right there on the big screen behind them. I know you can see it, and, well, they can see it as well. And they still, what did you see? What do you say when you go out there to talk to Phil?
Well, you know, like you said, it's not reviewable. I think you could debate whether it should be. I personally think, you know, it should be a reviewable play. It's a tough call for the plate guy. I mean, I don't know how, I mean, Phil's doing his best, you know, and he said he's a good umpire. He's a good crew. I like the crew a lot. And, you know, they always want to just get it right.
Sure.
You know, he said, you know, he came out based on his reaction and based on the ball. But, he, you know, can he really see that? No. He's got a big catcher ring standing in front of him. He's right. Got another player in front of him. And, you know, it's 2 feet away at his, you know, at the feet. So it's at best his best guess, which, you know, it's all he can do, right? I mean, it's what his job is. And then I applauded him for asking the, you know, for help. And, but again, based on that angle, that's a really hard call for even the guys on the bases. I probably had as good a view as anybody because I'm looking at it from a completely side angle.
Yeah,
those guys who didn't have that benefit. However, they do on a replay, and so. But by rule, it's not reviewable. I called them for at least asking and talking. They didn't see anything that would have overturned their partner, and they, you know, went down the road.
One thing I always like in your post-game news conferences, one of the guys, you know, AC or AJ, and they bring something up in the game, and you always, when you, it's something like you wanted to point out, you go, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to give you that chance here. You've gotten a lot of contributions from different guys all season long. Who's one guy on your team or your coaching staff that you think hasn't gotten enough recognition for the job that they have done this season?
Great question. It's hard to narrow that down to one.
Sure. Give me two. Give me three. Give me 10. Whatever you want.
Yeah. I think it's a ideal time to really recognize the staff. I mean,
yeah.
You know, listen, we're here for the players, and the players, they pull the weight. They take care of the business. We, you know, we do our part to set them up to be as successful as they possibly can, but they get all the credit. And you know, clearly it's a very special group that every day is looking to compete regardless of circumstances, which sounds easy, but is really a challenge and way harder said than done. And this is a team that's doing that. But our staff has been outstanding. I really, you know, no order, and there's a ton of support staff. And the one thing I'll say is, you know, including myself, we're all support staff, you know, field staff, training staff. There's no caste system and servant leadership, and we just all have our jobs to do. Some are just more out in front than others, but all are important. And, you know, our field staff has been outstanding. I'm missing Brian Esposito, who's been done a tremendous job. Ruben Diego obviously does a tremendous job of the pitching with Ben Fritz, our bullpen coach, and Peter Somerville does a lot of game planning. I mentioned, you know, Herbie Andrade, also a catch, you know, does our bullpen catching and helps with the catchers and does a lot of behind the scenes stuff that, you know, just gets done in a positive manner. Of course, Victor Rodriguez has been tremendous, you know, taking over our hitting. I mean, not enough can be said about what Victor's meant to this club, but he's got good help. You know, Mike McCoy and Pat O'Sullivan have come up through the system and have been a big part of our hitting and do a great job. And, you know, their care factor is extremely high. And, you know, we got really good base coaches. Tim Weeper's done a really good job at third and helps with our does our infield work. And David Macias, you know, has done a great job at first with the base running and outfield play. And, you know, so those guys have been tremendous. And, you know, the staff's been great. And, you know, listen, there's a lot of support, but our medical staff is tremendous as well. Mark Rogo and does a great job. He's got a lot of trainers there. And, you know, just these guys are phenomenal with the work they do to keep our guys on the field and the amount of work and effort they put into it. And Scott Hacker, our rehab guy, has done a tremendous job. Unfortunately, he's been kept pretty busy this year, but he's been up to the task and gotten guys back on the field and ready to compete again. Our strength conditioning guys are fantastic. Jay and Rio, you know, we travel, and TJ Lucida, TJ Laylaw, and the clubhouse guys are first class. I mean, we've got an elite staff. You know, we got group, including our research and development, the analytic group does a great job. Adam Eskire and his group, and guys who help us game plan and video with Jim McHugh does a lot of the advanced work for us, and Joe McAlpin and Adam Hunt on the video stuff. I mean, it's just a really good staff that doesn't get a lot of credit. They don't want and see credit. We're there to do our jobs and give the credit and build the players up. But it is a good time to recognize what we do as a staff and the group that's, you know, done a tremendous job that I've been really tickled to partner with to work every day to make sure we leave no stone unturned. And if people knew the amount of effort and preparation that went in daily, it probably blew their minds. But it's a dedicated group that has a strong desire to excel, and it's done a great job.
Much like this show, Skip, with the dedication and preparation every single day here for Ben and Woods. Shilty, I did want to just let you go here in a minute. How's Ha-Sun Kim doing? Any updates on him? I know you probably get tired of answering these questions, but we always kind of like to end with kind of that last piece of the team that, well, you know, everyone would love to see back there playing shortstop.
Yeah, you know, he's moving in a positive direction. He's able to swing the bat without any discomfort, which is good. And so he's taking some live at bats today. So he's getting closer to his progression of play, and he's starting to throw across the diamond. Still in a progression that, you know, is positive, but, you know, probably slower than everybody would like, including himself, but necessary. Because we got to be careful. I mean, you know, he can't, you know, dealing with the injury he has, he lets it go and he has a setback, then that's going to, you know, be real problematic for the time we have remaining in the season, which we, you know, feel good about being a long time. But, you know, still, it's not something we want to have a setback on, and we're taking our cue from him. But he's making his progress, and he's throwing across the diamond, which is encouraging, and just a matter of getting his intensity back to where he can do it and feel like you know, he's going to be back and healthy and be able to make all the plays.
Well, I know we still got a few weeks left, hopefully many weeks left going into October, but I just wanted to say thank you. This has been a really fun season. As a lifelong Padres fan, you've put a good team together, not just you, but everybody, and it's been really entertaining, and hopefully we got more of it coming up starting this weekend against the Giants. Good luck, Mike.
Yeah, we're excited about tonight. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Mike Schilt, manager of the San Diego Padres, our manager's report, brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.